Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, December 16th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, faces controversy over past comments and a 2017 meeting with Syria's Bashar al-Assad. During an appearance Sunday on This Week, Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt dismissed the criticism leveled at Gabbard.
There's a lot of reform that needs to happen in those agencies. Tulsi Gabbard is somebody who I think can execute on that. And she also is somebody that believes in our Constitution, individual liberties. And I think this smearing her as some sort of foreign asset is a slur against her. And I look forward to her opportunity to answer these questions in these Senate confirmation hearings.
Gabbard served in the U.S. Army Reserves for 2 decades, attaining the rank of lieutenant colonel, although she has not worked in intelligence.
When it comes to engaging with the new Syrian leadership, Schmidt of Missouri said he supports President-elect Trump's non-interventionist stance.
I do think we're entering a new phase, though, of realism in this country. President Trump would be less interventionist, and we get back to our core national interests.
The Syrian rebels are led by an organization known by the letters HTS that the U.S. previously designated as a terrorist organization.
America is buzzing about the mysterious drones seen over several northeastern states. What do KMOX analysts Hancock and Kelly think about it?
Democrat Michael Kelly says the Defense Department and White House have been so passive about their response, they must know what's going on.
Probably some type of government program that they don't want to talk about, but I think it's grown to such a level that they're probably going to have to talk about it.
Republican John Hancock agrees the government is clearly not worried about the drones as a threat to national security.
The fact that the government is so adamant that there's nothing to worry about here leads me to believe that they know exactly what this is, and there has to be a reason why they're not sharing it.
But Hancock says the truth is, right now, we just don't know. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
For much of the last Missouri legislative session, the Republican Freedom Caucus held up legislation. This session, it seems Republican battles aren't over. The House Republican Caucus last year chose John Patterson of Lee's Summit to be their next speaker, but recently Justin Sparks of Wildwood announced he was running for the position. Patterson said the legislature should respect the will of the voters on the issue of abortion after the passage of Amendment 3. Sparks says Patterson is a rhino, Republican in name only, and isn't upholding the planks of the party. Sparks has served one term in the legislature and has passed no bills.
St. Louis Comptroller Darlene Green clarified her stance on allocating the remaining ARPA funds to avoid losing them to the federal government.
Absolutely, we're confident that we'll be able to sign off.
Green is singing a far different tune than she was in November, when she would only say she hopes they can have everything signed by the end of the year. Comptroller Green says she believes they will have everything signed off as early as the end of this week. Green credits her office and the rest of the city's staff for this quick turnaround.
There's been a lot of work from a lot of dedicated employees in the comptroller's office as well as throughout the city.
Green says amongst what still needs to be signed, there are tens of millions of dollars that need more paperwork for her to comfortably sign off. She has given the department who would have this paperwork by Wednesday to provide it to her office. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The St. Louis Public Safety Committee planning a meeting to fix the troubled city jail. Here's Alderman Rasheen Aldridge.
Even if we go on break, maybe we can have a hearing in the next few weeks.
Aldridge says Commissioner Jennifer Clemens Abdullah's return from a 2.5-month leave highlights the need to hold the hearings. The city has also hired former county jail head Doug Burris to review the city justice center and provide improvement recommendations.
The National Weather Service is now signing up people who'd like to take free classes to become weather spotters.
Mark Fuchs with the National Weather Service of St. Louis says weather spotters on the ground provide an invaluable service.
As soon as the radar beam goes out, it's already several hundred feet above the surface of the earth. So it's never telling us what's happening at the ground. Only up to 10, 12, 13,000 feet above it. So it's fantastic to get those reports and really a necessary component of our operation.
Fuchs tells Fox 2 News there is no age requirement for the free training classes, but everyone still has to take them to learn how to accurately report the information. The classes begin in January and go until April. You can visit the Storm Spotter classes page on the National Weather Service website for more information. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
People traveling to Missouri during the holiday season should be prepared for any kind of weather, from heavy snow to unseasonably warm spring-like temperatures. Katie Blake with the Missouri Division of Tourism advises visitors to wear layers.
There's a good amount of things that are outdoor activities, but also some things that are inside or that you can just enjoy from the comfort of your car. So a little bit more temperature control if we are getting some of those really cold winter days. But if we are having some unseasonably warm days, then the outdoor activities would be really nice.
For those traveling on a tight budget, Blake says there are a lot of free events and attractions, including the Hallmark Christmas experience in Kansas City. From the KMOX business desk, as Walgreens and CVS close thousands of locations across the country, independent pharmacies say they just can't afford to stay in business. Both the giants and the little guys point to the rise of pharmacy benefit management companies like Cigna Express Scripts, CVS Caremark, and United Health's Optum R, and their low reimbursement rate as the major problem. Those companies control about 80% of the prescription drug market.
The closure of pharmacies and drugstores is leaving thousands in the St. Louis area in pharmacy deserts. Jerry Callahan with the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Ellsbury tells the Post-Dispatch they make about $5 per script, but it costs them $10 to fill it. This summer, the Federal Trade Commission said pharmacy benefit managers wield significant power over what drugs people can get and what they cost. They sued them over the cost of insulin.
In the St. Louis region, most local universities reporting a major decline in enrollment in MBA programs. Some schools are seeing double-digit declines, according to the Business Journal. The largest decline at Webster University, down 62%. St. Louis University is down 52%. And UMSL and Wash U down 27% and 25%, respectively.
One reason given for the decline is the falling population in the metro area. Another, employers have lowered or eliminated education reimbursement programs. Some schools are recruiting more international students, offering part-time and online MBA programs, and dropping the price.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.